This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Looks like the numbers for the remake of Hollywood classic Ben-Hur were worse than originally thought. Final numbers show Paramount and MGM had already revealed that the film would be number 5, but revised official numbers found the saga actually made $11.2 million, knocking it out of the psychologically important top 5 position and finished 6th. The original Ben-Hur, released in 1959, starred Charlton Heston and won 11 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. The remake, however, is a big bomb. Documentary filmmaker Michael Moore has written an essay on why Donald Trump decided to run for president. Moore writes, quote, "Donald Trump never actually wanted to be president of the United States. Trump was unhappy with his deal as host and star of his TV show Celebrity Apprentice. The run for presidency was a negotiation tactic to drum up more publicity." Moore claims that Trump's outbursts have been on purpose, either consciously or subconsciously, so that he'd have to bow out or blame others for forcing him out. Moore asserts that above all else, Trump would rather be forced out now than lose on election night. That sounds entirely possible. A dispute over salary between Tom Cruise and Paramount has halted pre-production on Mission Impossible 6. The studio was in the prep stages for a January 2017 production start, but sources tell us that one of the contentious points is Cruise's back-end profit participation. This is the second hiccup this summer for Mission Impossible 6. Last month, the project threatened to fall apart over what one source said was script issues. That obstacle pushed a November start into the new year, and now there's no release date at all. Maybe Mission Impossible 6 is impossible. Disney might be wishing Vin Diesel had stuck to saying, "I am Groot," during a Facebook live chat this week. During the video, the gravelly-voiced Guardians of the Galaxy star let slip that the characters will join the Avengers in the upcoming third film called Infinity War. Groot's gang, which also includes Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, and Bradley Cooper, aren't the only new members of the Avengers in Infinity War. The film is expected to include Marvel characters from 18 different films. Disney was hoping to release this news later this year, but now the cat's out of the bag. Speaking of Vin Diesel, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has wrapped production on Fast and Furious 8, commemorating the end of his time shooting the latest movie on Instagram. While The Rock expressed his gratitude to, quote, "all my fellow co-stars for the daily effort and grind," singling out Scott Eastwood, Natalie Emmanuel, and Tyrese Gibson, there was one noticeable omission: Vin Diesel. Johnson's post comes after a reported behind-the-scenes feud between the two, which first came to light after Johnson called attention to his male co-stars on Instagram. "Some conduct themselves as stand-up men and true professionals, while others don't," he said, referring to Vin Diesel in an August 8th post. So, the feud continues. Singer-drummer Phil Collins says alcohol almost killed him. The 65-year-old musician will open up about his battle with booze in his new memoir, I'm Not Dead Yet. Meanwhile, Phil and his third wife, Orianne, who divorced in 2008 and have two sons together, rekindled their relationship earlier this year, and they couldn't be happier. Orianne said, quote, "We were always very close because of the children, and just last year, I realized he is indeed the man of my life." A nice relationship story for a change. Actor Jonah Hill dropped a bombshell this week. In the 2013 Martin Scorsese flick The Wolf of Wall Street, Hill portrayed coke-snorting financial crook Donny Azoff alongside Leonardo DiCaprio. I got bronchitis for 3 weeks, he said. I snorted vitamin powder, but it doesn't matter because if you ingest that much matter into your lungs, you'll get very sick. I never had more vitamin D in my entire life. I could have lifted a car over my head. Well, the vitamin D-free Jonah Hill can be seen in the current film War Dogs. Lou Pearlman, the disgraced producer and manager of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, who was serving a 25-year sentence in prison, has died. Pearlman was convicted of masterminding a $500 million Ponzi scheme in 2009. The Backstreet Boys went on to become the best-selling boy band of all time with 130 million record sales. Pearlman then repeated this formula almost exactly with the band NSYNC, which sold over 55 million records globally. Lou Pearlman was 62. Police were reportedly called following an argument between Sean Diddy Combs and singer Cassie Ventura after she told the bad boy mogul she wanted to split. Sources close to the couple said that Diddy grabbed the singer's phone and jumped out of their car in Beverly Hills before Cassie left with the driver. The 46-year-old father of six eventually returned the phone to her, but not before Cassie's mother had called the cops. Combs did not comment about the split, but instead took to social media to tweet about his vodka brand Ciroc's new mango flavor. Well, at least he's got his priorities straight.
The trash bin.
Kim Kardashian gave her Snapchat followers yet another look at her body. The reality star held her iPhone a mere inches away from her oiled-up bum and slowly twerked for the camera. Then she posted this. For me, a feminist is someone who advocates for the civil and social rights and liberties of all people, regardless of their gender. Anyone who believes that women should have the same choices and opportunities as men when it comes to education, their bodies, and their lifestyles. Of course I want those things, but at the end of the day, no one should feel pressure to be labeled as anything just because they believe in certain things and support certain values or ideals. Huh? Well, thanks for that, Kim. Now go back to oiling your butt.
The news wrap-up.
Apple will reportedly release the latest iPhone on September 23rd. In other Apple news, the company will boost its investment in China and build its first Asia-Pacific research and development center in the country. Tencent, the owner of WeChat, has overtaken Alibaba as China's most valuable tech company.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The horror flick Don't Breathe is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Frank Ocean's sophomore album, Blonde, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Pokemon Go is still the most popular app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins is back on top of the charts.
Major Lazer is a band composed of record producer Diplo, Jillionaire, and Walshy Fire. They have worked with artists as diverse as Pharrell Williams, Sean Paul, No Doubt, Rita Ora, Ariana Grande, and Ellie Goulding. This year, they had their biggest hit, a collaboration with DJ Snake with Lean On, which became the most streamed song ever on Spotify. Now, here's a new collaboration that we think is awesome. Here's Major Lazer featuring Justin Bieber and Mo with the song of the week, Cold Water.
'Cause we all get lost sometimes, you know. I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know I won't let go. I won't let go. No, 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 no.
That was production team Major Lazer featuring vocalist Justin Bieber and Mo with the song of the week, Cold Water. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.